Talk Live. We are launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the site. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, FreeTalkLive.com. Going right into your phone calls. Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. Tom, you are on Free Talk Live.
Okay, I want to draw a couple of parallels here.
Sure.
If somebody mugs the pharmacist on the pharmacist's way into the store one morning, okay, and they want the pharmacist to unlock the safe so they can take out all the cash, and the pharmacist instead opens up the drug cabinet, would it make any sense for them to just go ahead and shoot the pharmacist without even saying that they wanted the pharmacist to open up the safe? I mean, it's customary when you're ordering when you have people at gunpoint because you want them to do something, to tell them what you want them to do, right?
Sure. How else are they going to know?
Now, the other thing is, if you go into a video arcade game and you don't put any money in the machine and you still start operating the controls like the joystick, you can still turn this thing and move it this way and that way, but it doesn't have any effect on what the display is going to show. The character, you can move the joystick to try to make the character go to the left, but it doesn't actually cause it to happen if you didn't put any money in, right? It's got no effect whatsoever on the display, right?
You are correct.
Now, the same thing as what I brought up yesterday about Villa Ahumada, Chihuahua, where three cops got killed and the rest of the cops figured out it was time to go get a job. Well, when cops are being gunned down like that, somebody has to explain to the voters, you have to legalize drugs, okay?
I agree with you.
At that point, there's going to be a lot of bickering and arguing back and forth. See, we're the abolitionists, okay?
It's true.
We're right. We are morally and intellectually far superior to the ignorant, degenerate masses. And
I don't know about that.
Forget.
I think we might be a little more knowledgeable on a few topics.
Yeah, but it's easy to forget this thing, though, because we're so smart and we're so reasonable that we fantasize that the ignorant masses are going to be reasonable or that they can be educated, and they can't. It's just
I think they can. I'm sorry, Tom. I have to disagree. I believe in people. I am an optimist. I am somebody that I at one time was ignorant, as the masses are ignorant, and I was awakened from my stupor, if you will. And I think that a lot of people can be awakened. It's just that they have to pay attention, and in order to pay attention, they must be surrounded, literally surrounded, by people who are echoing the liberty message. If it's on television and radio and in newsprint, and their friends are talking about it, their associates are talking about it, and their coworkers are talking about it, then eventually they're going to get it. That's
not
education.
And it's just like for most of them, though, it's just like trying to operate the control of the video game. You can bicker with them till you're blue in the face. All you're going to get is, instead of compliance, you're going to get back talk like, but if we legalize cocaine, then we're going to have our taxes go way up because all these cocaine junkies are going to wind up on welfare and in rehab at the taxpayers' expense.
All of those things all of those objections can be dealt with.
That's right.
We will deal with them. And why do you say, Mark, that that's not education? Having people,
it's indoctrination. Once everybody around them believes.
Oh, pshaw.
I mean, you're talking about the majority of Americans that don't vote. Who cares what they think?
Here's the thing, though, is while they are, somebody has to explain to them that all of their objections, whatever they are, before they even babble them out, we've heard them all before. It's just they're wasting their time trying to reason with us because we're right already. It's already
thank
right.
you, Tom. I appreciate that. 800-25. Yep, thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think you should be a little more humble about your belief system.
I agree with him.
I mean, it is true. I mean, it is true. If you look at the liberty belief system, the idea that you should be able to be free to live your life however you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else, what could possibly be wrong with that? How is it that you could come to that belief to understanding liberty and then somehow be persuaded that, you know what, that is wrong. We need to go back to coercion. There's no turning back from this viewpoint. And anybody that says they've turned away from being a libertarian so they could rejoin the ranks of the socialists or the fascists.
I've never been able to interview one. I've never been able to talk to one.
Jack Thompson claimed
it. I've heard two people do it now. There was the...
We did interview Jack Thompson.
We did, but we didn't get to interview him about that. We interviewed him about being, you know...
Yeah, that's true. He did just claim to... We let it slide.
Right. Now, so, and the other one was a scientist gal from the League of Scientists or something like that who came to testify in the courthouse on the seatbelt, why seatbelt should be mandatory.
Oh, so scientists are supposedly in favor of a seatbelt?
I don't know if she's even a scientist, if she's just perhaps a spokesperson for the scientists.
So we continue with your phone calls. And so, again, try to be a little humble about your belief system and try to remember that at one time you may have been as ignorant about liberty as the person that you're talking to. We continue with Dan in Indiana. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. Dan. Yeah, I'm at a little bit of a disadvantage because I just tuned into the show right before the news break came on. But I did see something that you had typed to one of the freeking.com regarding... a caller that had called in earlier tonight. I want to comment on that regarding a questionnaire, a public servant's questionnaire. So I don't know if anybody had called in the show after that. So, like I said, I'm at a disadvantage here.
No, nobody called about it. Essentially, for those just tuning in, it was somebody called in to suggest that we Google public servant questionnaire, and it's essentially a document, a one-page document that you can hand to any bureaucrat that is demanding your time and say, I'll consider answering your questions as soon as you fill this paperwork out. And it asks them all sorts of, it cites all kinds of their laws and rules and asks them all kinds of questions about what their intents are and where they're getting their information, and I think it's a brilliant idea.
Oh yeah, in fact, I wanted to elaborate on that just a bit because
sure.
You guys remember me? I've called in the show a few times and stuff, and I have an idea for this, an idea for that.
Go ahead, Dan. What are your thoughts?
Well, I was thinking just the things it could do. I mean, if free staters have got those in their car, or freedom activists, we'll just use whatever term you guys are comfortable with. They get stopped. And you had mentioned lots of times before, the guy asking the questions is the guy that's in charge. And if you're asking the questions before Mr. Cop gets to answer, ask his questions, you are sitting in the driver's seat. Okay?
It's true. It's a tricky thing to do, but one worth something worth practicing.
Okay. And if he's being recorded too, that's the 1-2 punch in this guy right here, that are being recorded. And if he says, "Well, I'm going to be," he gets all lippy with you and everything. He's going to have to answer somebody, He's going to have to answer somebody for treating folks that way. Also, if we have any kind of a protest, and I'm still going to make it up there. I have some car problems, so I'm still stuck here in Indiana, but I'm going to make another stab at it. But whenever you have any kind of a protest or anything like that, or any type of activity or event, the cops come up there to hassle you. You're already recording them and stuff. You know, hey, how come you, how come you guys are here on Railroad Square? How come you're having an illegal puppet show? It's like, well, Mr. Cop, would you mind answering these before I answer your questions? Then he gets lippy with you and everything, and it makes you look like such a schmuck.
I think
you guys got me on this and stuff. And not only that, it'll make them look bad. I think the media should.
Well, they make themselves look bad. We don't have to make them look bad. They do it all on their own. All we have to do is hold the video cameras and record it happening, like Dave Ridley did earlier this morning. You can see his footage at freekeen.com.
Yes, I did see some of his footage and everything, and he's one of the bravest guys and stuff I've ever met. He's my hero too.
Dave Ridley is a hero, and he's very courageous. And I hope his courage infects others and encourages them to start doing Dave Ridley-esque things in their own instances of civil disobedience and activism and street theater and things like that. And Dan, thank you for the call tonight.
Oh, you're welcome, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. Because it's my understanding that Dave Ridley is considering essentially retiring from the civil disobedience ring.
Really?
Maybe I misunderstood what he was saying, but I believe he has said that this may be his last intended arrest, at least for the foreseeable future. Perhaps he wants to focus more on doing his Ridley reports and doing the reporting. And
jail can get in the way of doing other things.
There's no doubt about that. So again, that's why I say, hopefully Dave and his actions will inspire others to pick up the ball, so to speak, and continue on. More coming up. You bring up what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. the charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell him you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke Free free trial offer is. Smoke Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-426-6185 today. That's 1-800-426-6185. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6185 now.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car classic runs Saturday, March the 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The mobile 12 hours of Sebring presented by Fresh from Florida features the fastest race cars in the world. Gates open Wednesday, March the 18th for 4 days of action, culminating in the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March the 21st. For ticket information, visit SebringRaceway.com. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all, SebringRaceway.com.
800-259-9231. So let's talk about what the so-called experts, at least the ones that claim to be over at Harvard, have to say about the people that believe in freedom. Apparently they think we're crazy. What's going on, Mark?
This is from cato@liberty.org.
Okay.
It's entitled, "Is Libertarianism a Sign of Mental Illness?" It's by Daniel J. Mitchell. I don't know whether this belongs in the comic relief category or the future threats category, but the Harvard Law School is having a conference to analyze the free market mindset. The basic premise of the conference seems to be that people who believe in limited government are psychologically troubled. The conference schedule features presentations such as how thinking like an economist undermines community.
Whoa.
And to me, the study of economics is the study of human interactions.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a community is the interactions of humans, and economists study those interactions.
Mm. Wow.
I don't understand. And addicted to incentives, how the ideology of self-interest can be self-fulfilling.
That's the point, isn't it? To be fulfilled.
The idea that you're going to get humans to act in any act differently, you know, act contrary to incentives, is ludicrous.
And it's been proven over and over again that you cannot do this.
Right.
The communist attempts have proven this.
That's where the mental illness lies. To think that you're going to control human beings to that level, I mean, it's megalomania.
I think to a large extent, it's. I don't want to get into liberalism versus conservatism or anything, but it seems to be the left's attempt to take moralism and twist it for their own purposes.
Yep.
Because there is an assault on the idea that you would act in your own self-interest, even if you're not hurting anybody. Just in my day-to-day life, I try to make money and save money and do the best I can for me, and my primary motivation is to take care of me. That's somehow evil and bad, and they've kind of swiped that from organized religion and tried to convert it into a way to sell socialism and government control.
Well, it is a way to sell socialism and government control. It's a pretty successful one.
But it's short-sighted because, I mean, if you are helping yourself, you are, by proxy, helping your community. Because if you're helping yourself, you are taking care of yourself. You aren't the so-called community doesn't have to support you through some sort of welfare program. You're not a burden on anybody. And your wealth, you can pass on to those who are in need. But, again, they don't think any further than the initial, hey, you're rich, that's bad!
Well, you know, they don't even seem to want anybody to make any money, whether they're rich, middle class, or whatever. They want poor people to be beholden to the state. They want middle class people to have to pay so much of their wealth that they never have an opportunity to rise above that, and they want rich people scourged. So I don't know. It's insanity to me.
Yeah, it also seems like there's a disconnect where a lot of people don't recognize the fact that when people either give to charity or help someone else, they're doing it because they want to. So even if you're helping somebody else, what a lot of people would call selfless acts, to me, you're still doing that out of self-interest.
Absolutely.
If you're doing it because that's what you've decided you want to do with your time,
it makes
your life,
you feel good.
Yeah. I mean, just because you're doing something good doesn't mean it's not in your self-interest.
Yeah. And, as far as charities go, many of them help people that can't help themselves. But the ones that are helping people that are sort of, I don't know, I'm not sure if they can help themselves or not, I think they do a disservice to the community and to those people, personally.
Well, thank goodness that it feels good when you give to charity, because if it didn't feel good, people wouldn't do it as often, would they? I mean, it's good to feel good. There's nothing wrong with that.
Anyway.
We should all suffer, because that's the way a community should be. We'll all suffer.
And it's always in the name of the community, as though somebody knows what's best for the community, as though they can guide and decide. I mean, if the community got to decide on whether or not we had fire, do you think we'd have fire?
Someone could hurt themselves with that.
I mean, that stuff's dangerous.
You need a license for that fire, sir.
We need consensus.
Actually, they do have fire licenses. They have fire permits.
They're trying their very best, yes.
Yeah.
They're trying to control fire.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I got one of these fire permits because I figured that it must be able to protect me and my house from burning up if I've gotten a permit for
it. You can hold the permit in front of the fire and then, you know, it'll stay back.
Well, I
like
threw
a
it right,
vampire.
Right there in the fire in front of the guy and it just went up in flames. I said, this permit isn't fireproof. What are you doing? He looked at me like I was crazy.
You burned a fire permit in front of a government bureaucrat?
Yes.
That's a great story. Did you tell me that before?
I did.
Oh, okay.
The most absurd presentation, though, may be the one entitled Colossal Failure, the Output Bias of Market Economies. I don't know why that's the most absurd presentation. According to the description, the author argues that the market delivers excessive levels of consumption. The market does.
It gives us too much stuff that we want.
Right.
Yes. You should not be able to have everything you want. You
darn
can only
those
have a
entrepreneurs
fraction.
For creating so many good things that we
yes.
want. Darn them for helping people and delivering good things to their lives.
How dare they satisfy their customers? Who do they think they are? And to make profit at the same time.
You know, and I understand that some people don't like the internal combustion engine, for instance, or hairspray cans, or whatever it is that you may not like that the market delivers to someone somewhere.
Yeah.
However, everything that you like, the market delivers to you, too,
mm-hmm.
unless it's some kind of feeling you get from being around someone you love. However, that person that you love would be living in the mud in a cave somewhere if it wasn't for the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. But we're crazy.
Yeah. In the good old days of Soviet dictatorship, the regime classified...
Where is this from, this story?
It's Cato.
Oh, okay.
In the good old days of Soviet dictatorship, the regime classified dissidents as being mentally ill.
Mm-hmm. You need an evaluation.
Right. And that's how they're going to do it here.
Re-education. What's that? You don't want to join the Obama's new national service program, kids? Well, we're just going to have to lock you up here in this mental health facility and check you out. Yeah, how dare you not want to serve your country? And that's how it'll be framed. These kids don't want to serve their country. They need to go to the re-education camps.
Antisocial behavior. They already term a lot of behavior that the government doesn't like. In Britain, they term it antisocial behavior, mm-hmm. so they're already trying to frame it as a mental health issue or a behavioral issue rather than the fact that those people didn't feel like following those particular laws, whether they were good or bad.
And they have enforcers for the antisocial behavior laws already over there, what they call them, ASBOs, I think.
Yeah, they do have an enforcement wing.
Yep.
Yeah, as though the government has any idea what the right thing is to do in any given situation. Baffling. So, now that the leftists at Harvard want to portray laissez-faire philosophy as being somewhat akin to a mental disorder, maybe the next step will be re-education camps for Cato staff. Maybe the next stimulus bill could include a few earmarks for such facilities. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that I get some place warm. This is from Daniel Mitchell. Mm. I think thought it was very clever.
It
kind
is.
Of interesting.
Well said. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But don't be confused. Just because he happened to be picking on the liberals doesn't mean the conservatives are without blame either. They are big government people, as we will prove in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. Once again, toll-free 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And you can join us on our website, including the features, by the way, include updates. So get signed up, and we give them to you for free. Updates.freetalklive.com to find out what's happening with the show when it happens at updates.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private, confidential, and guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You get a free account today at PrivacyHarbor.com.
So last night and tonight we discussed the siren song of the Republicans, just kind of offhand mentioning that they say one thing and they do another. And anybody that's been paying attention should know this by now. Of course, most people don't pay close attention to what actually goes on, especially when their team is in Washington doing what they believe they should be doing. Again, those who have been watching know that when the Republicans got in control of the government, as they were in control for, was it 6 years of the 8 years of the Bush administration?
Yes, that's the way I recall it.
They certainly had every opportunity they ever could have wanted to do whatever small government things they'd always talked about doing, and they did the opposite. So all of the evidence is there, but it bears pointing out now, especially when their siren song is as seductive and as sexy to those who are interested in smaller government than it ever has been. Because, well, Barack Obama just seems like such an awful socialist kind of guy, and the Republicans sure do sound like they're saying the right things. And I saw the Freetarian recently post something to his YouTube. I didn't actually get a chance to watch the video, but the Freetarian is also known as Val Venus. He's a world wrestling entertainment superstar, and he's a listener of this program. But I was a little concerned for him because the title of the video is Alan Keyes is Right.
And you know, maybe Alan Keyes in that video does say things that are right. Maybe he's really railing against the Democrats, and maybe he's absolutely right with whatever it is that he has said. That could all be very true. But one should be very careful when promoting these politicians who we know have engaged in things that have nothing to do with making the government smaller. So it's nice that he's right, but we all know what he would do if he were in the same position. He'd drastically increase the size of the state. What has he been voting for all of this time? I mean, he's in the, was it, he a senator? Or is, I know he's one of the senator or representative.
I think he was a congressman at one point, and he might increase, you know, Alan Keyes, not a typical Republican, but certainly he would be increasing the size of government in other places than what the administration is currently. Alan Keyes, not very tolerant of other people's lifestyles, kind of in favor of theocracy, like probably about as bad as you can get with that stuff. So, you know, not somebody I would get behind, although sometimes he does say stuff that I agree with. So
I just a caution to those who are hearing these things and thinking, well, maybe those Republicans have really found their principles now. Here's a story from LouRockwell.com that ties in here. This from Michael Tennant. Socialism, the rallying cry of Republicans opposing the stimulus bill just signed by President Obama. It was also late in the game, the rallying cry of John McCain and his supporters last fall, especially after the Joe the Plumber incident. They're undoubtedly correct that this law and Obama's plans in general are leading us even further down the road to serfdom, although from an economic standpoint, it's at least as much fascist as it is socialist. Not that the distinction matters greatly, for the two are the same in principle. While it's good to see some actual GOP opposition to government growth again, it's very difficult to take it seriously. Here, for example, is just a sampling of the socialist programs and policies instituted and or supported by a significant number of Republicans, with Ron Paul frequently being the lone exception. Here's the list. Social Security. Now, keep this in mind over the next 4 years, the next several years of this Obama administration, as you hear all of the things the Republicans will be saying. Republicans may not have started this program, and occasionally they will speak of its insolvency, but they seem to have no real problem with its continuation. The best we get out of them is Bush's stillborn plan to give those of us forced into Social Security the option of diverting a small portion of the loot stolen from us into various government-approved investments. Given the current state of the stock market, we should be grateful that this plan never got off the ground. Imagine the bailouts to all the individual Social Security investors who expected to get ever-increasing returns on their investments. Name the last Republican who spoke of abolishing rather than shoring up or reforming Social Security. Remember, you can't name Ron Paul. Oh, don't hear anything.
Can't
okay.
Really yeah.
Moving on, Medicare. Not only does the GOP not suggest ridding us of this blatantly socialist takeover of the healthcare system, but George W. Bush, with the support of many members of his own party, pushed through Medicare prescription drug coverage, the largest new entitlement program in four decades. Again, there is talk of fixing or saving Medicare, but no talk of ending it. All the while, Republicans try to convince us that they and they alone are standing between us and the Democrats' plans to nationalize health care. Welfare. Yes, we have welfare reform, but where is the welfare repeal? Add a few mild work requirements to the program, and the GOP is on board. Faith-based initiatives. Getting religious charities on the government dole was another Bush policy that seemed to please much of his base, as long as their preferred charities were the ones robbing the rest of us. Sure, it meant that those charities had to water down their messages, but it was worth it to see that liberal charities didn't get their hands in the till. Proof of the socialist nature of these programs is that Obama intends to retain and to expand upon them, in the process forcing charities to distance themselves even further from their religious underpinnings and become arms of the state. Public education. In 1994, the GOP promised that they would rid us of the Department of Education. Instead, we got Bush's No Child Left Behind Act, greatly increasing the control of the education system from Washington, D.C. Every once in a while, some Republican will timidly suggest school vouchers or tuition tax credits to allow parents to send their children to the schools of their choice. But in these programs, especially the vouchers, lie the same dangers for private elementary and secondary schools that private colleges and universities whose students accept federal money have already experienced. In any event, Republicans seem that the government, in giving the money, gets to attach strings that get to control how the schools are run, in effect making the schools arms of the state. Anyway, in any event, Republicans seem uninterested in reducing federal control over the education system. For that matter, when was the last time you heard a Republican suggest curtailing or eliminating state control of any level of schooling?
I actually, would you mean a Republican politician?
Preferably at the national level, I think.
Yeah, nah.
Infrastructure. Where are the Republicans demanding that Uncle Sam get out of the road and bridge building business? Where are those demanding even a cutback in such spending? Republican President Dwight Eisenhower gave us the interstate highway system, a fact to which most GOP stalwarts point with pride. Even scarcer is the Republican at the state or local level, voicing the opinion that perhaps the government of which he is a part is doing us all a disservice by continuing to maintain socialist infrastructure to the exclusion of all competitors. That's certainly something that they won't even touch with a 10-foot pole. Law enforcement, oh, they will never come after these guys, right? These are the holiest of the holy, except for the military, of course, of government bureaucracies to the Republicans. Republicans are always the first to defend the police, the FBI, and other government agencies whenever any allegations of abuse or wrongdoing are lodged against them. They have shown great eagerness to increase local, state, and federal cops' powers and immunities, especially if they can use the excuse of fighting wars on drugs or terrorism. They passed the Patriot Act with alacrity when the opportunity presented itself, and Bush aggrandized with his fellow Republicans' approval much unconstitutional power to the executive branch, which, by the way, Obama is going to use to his benefit now, including the ability to imprison people indefinitely on the president's say-so. They even granted retroactive immunity to telecommunications companies that had assisted the Bush administration in violating the Constitution by eavesdropping on Americans' telephone calls. Oh, but wait, there's more. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the Discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the Pepper Spray Baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt?
Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board for as little as $3 a month. We take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board, helping expose people, new people, to the ideas of freedom. If that's valuable to you and you want to help us out, just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card. You can use your bank account, PayPal, all kinds of different options to help fund our efforts here on Free Talk Live. And you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more, all over at amp.freetalklive.com.
AdamEve.com features over 18,000 adult entertainment products. Toys as low as $6.95, lingerie, 350 movies starting at just $5. All you have to do is go over there, and you can use code FTL to save 50% off of your order. And with an order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's AdamEve.com, code FTL.
800-259-9231. We are continuing here with a list of socialism straight from the Republicans, because they're trying to get you to believe that they care about small government, as they tend to do, especially when the Democrats are in control. They tend to speechify real effectively about small government, but never actually do anything about it. In fact, they do the opposite. When given the reins of power in D.C., time and experience has proven this to be the case. But they're hoping that you'll forget about it. They're hoping that you'll forgive them and give them another chance. They found their principles. Truly, this time you can believe what they say. I say look at what they've done and judge for yourself. We've been going through this list here from LouRockwell.com, and it's just a partial list, mind you, of some of the more recent socialist, tyrannical things that Republicans have been involved in.
And Mr. Tenet continues with his description of how it is that whatever it is law enforcement wants, of course the Republicans back that up. No expansion is too small for these people.
Or too large.
I mean, it's always more laws, more law enforcement, more military. We're going to get to the military. This is just law enforcement. Anyway, so talking about how the Bush administration violated that pesky Constitution by eavesdropping on Americans' telephone calls, with the assistance, of course, of noted socialist Mr. Obama, give even the slightest hint that you think law enforcement agencies should be curtailed or certain criminal statutes repealed, like the war on drugs, and Republicans will be the first to denounce you as soft on crime or with the terrorists. And don't even suggest that private security could do a better job than their government security. Financial bailouts. Republicans maintain that the abuses at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac could have been prevented by better oversight, which the Democrats opposed. They did not say that these abuses could have been prevented by abolishing Fannie and Freddie and various other government loan programs. Bush had, in fact, exacerbated the problem with his now laughably named American Dream Down Payment Act of 2003, which allowed people to obtain It allowed people to obtain mortgages with no down payment and even without mortgage payments for the first 2 years.
Wow. That's a hell of a dream, all
right. Right, and now the Republicans.
Give me some of that American dream.
Right, and now the Republicans are upset because Obama's doing the same thing on the back end. Bush did away. He gave a welfare program to people on the front end of a mortgage, and now they're upset because Obama's doing the same thing on the back end. But, of course, no one remembers the American Dream Down Payment Act.
I'd never even heard of it, quite honestly.
Me neither. How many?
I remember it, but I...
It's probably for poor people.
Yeah.
You know, how many Republicans are aware of that? I mean, again, how... Can they be fooled again? Of course they can.
Absolutely.
A lot of them didn't... I don't want to say they didn't realize that the Bush administration was doing all these things, but... They somehow managed to look the other way on it. It's not like they missed it. They just didn't want to look at it.
They're too busy cheering for killing brown people in the Middle East.
You know, I wasn't happy about the Bush administration at all, but I can tell you that I began to feel the choking pinch when it became voting time, and you know, back in 2008 when we voted for president. I can feel it. Like, it's like, oh my God. We can't let the Democrats get in. We can't. They'll bring in the Fairness Doctrine.
Who's we?
I'm just saying. That's how it feels.
You've been programmed, my friend. So
yes, pretty successfully, I must say, because I don't even believe what these people say, and I still feel the pinch.
Don't forget now that Bush, of course, also stumped for and signed into the law the Troubled Asset Relief Program, which gave the Secretary of the Treasury $700 billion to hand out at will. Even Obama's latest outrage on this front, yet another mortgage bailout, originated with a Republican, according to Ileana Mercer. Only a week or two back, she explains, Minority Whip Senator Mitch McConnell proposed a similar scheme whereby the government would lower home loan interest rates and guarantee the loans. One doubts that the Republicans would be crying socialism had McConnell's plan come up for a vote. Oh, and of course we can't leave out the military. This undoubtedly is the socialist program that is most beloved of the Republicans. They may be willing to admit that in all other instances government is wasteful, inefficient, and bungling, and that it usually fails to solve the problems it sets out to solve, while simultaneously creating new ones. But when it comes to the armed forces, suddenly all that skepticism melts away into an infatuation worthy of Romeo and Juliet. Maybe the Pentagon does spend a wee bit too much on screwdrivers and toilet seats, and perhaps even certain actions taken by the boys in uniform, such as Abu Ghraib, have negative effects, but those are just aberrations in an otherwise stellar record, according to the Republicans. Every good Republican knows that the U.S. military always acts in the best interest, not just of America, but of the entire world. As far as the GOP is concerned, defense spending must never be cut, no matter how out of proportion it is, and rather to the actual threats of our country, or to the threats that our country faces, or to the spending of the rest of the world. And one must never, ever criticize the military. To cut the military's budget or to suggest that it might be just as wasteful, just as inefficient, and just as bungling as the rest of the government is to hate the troops and to blame America first. One wouldn't expect private defense to enter these people's minds, but few Republicans are even willing to consider constraining either the Pentagon's spending or its adventurism. All other government programs are fair game for cutting in criticism, but the military is sacrosanct.
Yep.
But of course,
it's Republican welfare.
But as we've seen in the last seven different examples that we've had here, clearly the other programs are just as sacrosanct, because nobody in the Republican Party has laid on the table anything as far as cutting or eliminating any of those programs, from Social Security to public education.
Yeah, it was the Democratic under the Democratic president that welfare reform came about.
It's true. One could probably make a list 10 times as long of all the socialist institutions supported by the very same Republicans who now pose as defenders of capitalism. They are correct that Obama's plans are socialist in nature, but they fail to see or conveniently forget that they, too, are guilty of giving America a huge push down the slope of socialism. While their opposition to the stimulus is welcome, it's a bit like Bugs Moran's criticizing Al Capone for bumping off his enemies. Unfortunately, we, the taxpayers, are the ones who were massacred on this St. Valentine's Day. I guess he wrote that on Valentine's Day? No, on the 24th. Anyway, 800-259-9231. So just a gentle reminder for those of you out there who might be getting caught up in all of this. Tea party! We're going to have a tea party! We're going to really show those Democrats! You just elect some Republicans next time, and we're going to go in there and clean the house out! Come on now. Really?
I mean, that's what the Republicans have been saying for a long time now, and they've had two chances at
it. But now there's a tea party, Nick. Now they've dumped tea into the river, and they're serious about it this time. Can't you see? Can't you tell the difference? These guys are changing.
Yeah, they want a top marginal tax rate of maybe 35% instead of 37.5%.
Right.
I mean,
you know,
that's really the difference you're talking about.
And the top marginal tax rate doesn't really concern me. I've never been in it. You know, so I don't understand why that's seems to be something they fight so hard for, unless, well, they are really only out for the rich.
I think they're out for themselves more than anything, mm-hmm. And the rich are good people to have on your side if you want to win re-election.
That much is true.
And the rich are them anyway. Most of these guys are pretty privileged.
They're worried about that tax rate because in many cases that's what they're paying.
It's just, to me, it's proof that there's nothing that can be done on the federal level. There is no hope that the monster that is this democratic republic that we have just devouring as much money and as much of people's time and their lives as it possibly can't be stopped on the federal level. It's just too big. So the only thing you can do is secede. And I do think the Republicans here in New Hampshire are better than the ones that we have on a national
level. That's true.
Level.
There's no doubt about that. The Democrats in New Hampshire are better than the ones on a national level.
That much is true,
level.
Too. I agree.
And the only hope is to secede. Or to nullify, or whatever the hell you want to call it, to get the hell out of this federal government scam. All right, it has been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Martin. Back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into a perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.